This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Day two of 2026, and already heading into the weekend, Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And I know the numbers tabulated for December are going to show how cold it has been and how much snow we have had. Just 10 days ago, we were already 7 inches above normal of snowfall for the month and for the season. And so after the snowfall a couple of days ago, certainly we have added to that total, Paul, and it has been one of the coldest Decembers in recent memory.
I'll tell you, I hardly wait to see my power and gas bills at the end of the month, huh?
It's funny you say that. I looked, and I have people's gas. Last night, I was just, you know, riffing through the mail that I let stack up for a couple of days, and I saw the people's gas bill. It had jumped significantly because of the cold weather in December. And I'm glad you brought that up because there's going to be somewhat of a utility shock for people who are getting those bills now.
Right, and there has been a rate increase as well, so took effect.
Yeah, and on top of the expense that a lot of people incur for the holidays, you know, buying gifts and you know, hosting or doing whatever people do for holidays.
I have pretty wide fluctuations on both my gas and electric bills. And I was on the monthly plan with People's Gas. That's evened things out to a steady amount every month. And I just finally clicked over to that on West Penn Power. They figured out what my average usage is. And now I'm not going to have to pay, you know, a big bill in December. You know, the same steady amount as you go.
How about you, Aaron? Are you on burning logs now that you live in the forest?
It is so funny because I was walking from my car inside and I was looking at our backyard. So I don't know if I told you guys this. I pulled up into my driveway one of these evenings over break, and there were 10 deer in my front / backyard, and they looked at me kind of like, what are you doing
here?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, we're burning logs. We'll go with that. But it was a really interesting experience. I felt really like, oh, we live in the woods when I pulled up and saw those deer.
Do you have one of those log burning furnaces?
No, we don't. Just a normal
fireplace.
Yeah. Actually, no, we don't even have a normal fireplace. We have an old mantle that was it was kept really well. It's 100 years old.
But there's an insert in it?
No. And we've kind of talked about, there isn't an insert, believe it or not. It's just a mantle with an area if you wanted to do that. So we go back and forth on if that's something we'll do, but we haven't yet.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but people are trying to find ways. And another issue is going to be this subsidy change for healthcare insurance. We're going to talk in the next hour about that. What does that really mean? What's the impact for people? I guess in the last couple of days, this tragedy in the Swiss Alps has international attention. And with that story, we start with CBS's Michael George.
We start with that horrific and deadly New Year's tragedy in the Swiss Alps. The country begins 5 days of mourning for the victims of the inferno that trapped New Year's Eve revelers in a ski resort bar. Police say around 40 people died and 115 others were hurt, many of them seriously. Authorities say the cause of the fire is still unknown, as their first priority is identifying the victims. CBS's Remy Innocencio is at the scene in Clermont-Tonnerre, Switzerland.
The harrowing scene inside the bar. Cell phone video capturing the tragedy's first moments. Flames swept fast across the wooden ceiling of the bar, La Constellation. Panicking partygoers in the basement who rushed in a frenzy to get out. The fire then rose up and engulfed the upper level. Survivors in the freezing cold frantically searched for missing friends and family. Turning what had been a night of joy at this upscale ski resort into a nightmare. 16-year-old Axel Clavier broke a window to escape. He said one of his friends died and two or three others were still missing. Suddenly, there was a blaze, very intense. Then we were trapped, he said. I didn't see how it started, but it seems to me that there were some waitresses with bottles of champagne with little sparklers, and they got too close to the ceiling.
It's not known if bottles with sparklers like these were present and whether they may have contributed to the cause of the fire.
19-year-old Nathan Huguenin was just outside when the fire started. I'm still in shock. I can't comprehend what happened, he said. I saw people completely burned. I saw people dying. The emergency response was massive. 10 helicopters, 40 ambulances, and about 150 personnel. Switzerland's president called the fire one of the country's worst tragedies on this first day of a new year that should have been about new beginnings.
One witness who's been going to the bar since he was young told me that the official capacity of 400 should never have been that, and that a max of 60, maybe 70, was probably safest. Investigators may be looking into overcrowding that turned this bar into first a matchbox and then a death trap. Remy Innocencio, CBS News, Clermont-Tonnerre, Switzerland.
You know, I wasn't paying close enough attention to know if this was mentioned or not, but one of the things that stood out to me when I was reading about this yesterday was there was only one exit for all those people. Just one.
And based on...
And some stairs were involved.
Report said it was way, way overcrowded, like five times more people than there should have been in that facility.
They called it a flashover, I think, in the one article I was reading, what happened along the ceiling. That sparkler ignited something in the ceiling, and it spread quickly, like almost instantaneously across the entire ceiling of the room. Good gosh.
Seems every several years we get a story like this. And then there was another major fire in Amsterdam where a church burned to the ground, reminiscent of Notre Dame. Remember when that church burned?
Well, this church, the video I saw, was both of the spires at the front of the church were engulfed in flames. It would look like it was fully consumed.
Really hard to imagine. Aaron Ferragoni, our producer, Paul Rasmussen, back in the studio, getting ready for the new year. And this is the time when a lot of people make resolutions about things they'd like to change in their life. Are you a person that does that, Aaron?
Not going to lie, I definitely used to be. And I think it can be frustrating, even if you keep the resolutions to yourself, to see how you fall off, you know? So I have kind of just made adjustments on areas I'd like to hone in, tighten up, and refine, if that makes sense.
It does.
Mm-hmm. Makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm. We're going to talk to Dr. Christian Conti, who is a very well-known psychologist, to talk about the psychology of doing that and how to make some of them stick. Mm-hmm. Paul?
I try to do things one day at a time.
Well,
I try to do something I can repeat every day that's simple and then just keep adding to it as I go along.
That's good.
One of the things that I really want to learn in 2026 is about artificial intelligence. How to use it for good and for positivity for myself to learn about it, because so many people now are diving into this Grok, ChatGPT, Gemini, depends, these apps.
How handy is it? I'll tell you how handy it is. I was looking at the side effects of the prescription medications that I take, and I went to Grok and asked side effects of blank for the medications that I take, and just to see what side effects they all had in common. And sure enough, one started to emerge. It was so handy. Now, that kind of information is readily available across the web. So these super intelligent AI engines can find all of that, compile it, and then share it with you. And it's not specific stuff. It's just in general. But it was very helpful. And I found a couple of side effects that are shared by the medications that I'm taking. And it explains why I've been having some stomach issues.
So you've self-diagnosed with AI.
Well, not necessarily, but I am going to talk to the doctor about what can we do here.
That's interesting. Aaron, yeah. Have you utilized it?
Oh, yeah. I use ChatGPT in phases more than I'd like to admit at times, just for what Paul said, when I have small questions that I'm like, you know what, gather through the web and tell me collectively what the web says, or I want to know something quickly, but I haven't done it as, you know, deeply as you did, Paul, but it is helpful, I think. You just have to know how to use it and not rely on it 100%.
So the goal is to kind of, I don't know, master maybe too strong a word, but at least learn more about how to use it in a positive way to make a difference.
Yeah.
I'll give you one example. I was at the Military Bowl covering the Pitt game, and it was very early when we arrived at the Navy Marine Corps Memorial Stadium. And I took a photograph to post on social media. And then I thought, wait a minute. My son had showed me, Dad, you could take a picture and then have artificial intelligence, the app, create a video. And it's stunning what the video created off a static, just a regular photograph. And then I was able to put, you know, details and click-throughs for people. And I'm sure they thought, how did he do that video? And that was just, you know, one small example.
Yeah, tip of the iceberg.
The other is if you buy furniture at IKEA, you can ask.
Oh boy,
ask them how do you do this?
You know, and is there anything more confusing than the instructions that they give you to put those things together?
No,
it's all stick figures and diagrams, and sometimes you have trouble judging which end is up.
Yep.
Yeah. What country is that?
Sweden.
Sweden.
Yeah.
So you get sort of a Swedish instruction book.
Well, yeah. I put together a new desk and a filing cabinet that went with it not too many weeks ago, and it took me twice as long as I thought it was going to.
The coolest gift maybe I ever got came from my daughter and her husband. They got me these AirPods, you know. How about this for technology? It will translate in real time in multiple languages. And I'm talking a lot of different languages.
That is so cool.
So Spanish, let's say Spanish is probably the second most common language.
You mean to tell me that your AirPods will do this?
Yes. You download, and it'll be part of the app that you put on your phone. And then when you put your earphones in, the AirPods, if someone's speaking to you in Spanish, it will be translated in real time.
But the translation is taking place in your phone and then going up to your, it's not the,
correct,
the buds themselves, but it's the, I got you.
Correct.
That's still
super cool.
It's really awesome.
Wow.
It's, I mean, incredible. Imagine being able to go anywhere in the world.
Right.
And not have to speak the language and be able to converse with someone. Well, actually, you know, they would have to have the same technology.
Yeah. Well,
on the return.
I'm not sure how it works for me to be able to regurgitate what somebody's saying.
Just for you to understand.
One thing that I did learn, you know, during my time in Canada, visits to Canada and Europe, is that once you get the hang of some of the basic words, it's kind of easier to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, reading signage, things mm-hmm. like that. And in Montreal, for example, where people are mostly bilingual there, you know, primarily French speakers will switch right over to English if they know you're an English speaker. Real helpful. Very nice. Great city to visit.
Something different anyway. All right, the Brainiacs over at Lake Superior State University would...
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Prefer that you never say 6'7" ever again.
6'7".
Yeah, I took my niece to a gymnastics private lesson a few days ago, and we're in the car, and her and my nephew were doing that, and I was like, wow. Like, I experienced what parents experience.
Now, don't
daily.
They have to have a trigger to say it?
Yeah, they had this whole saying. First? They had, like, a saying.
So what are you saying? Aunt Erin went off?
I just stared at them. I was like, this is, really? Wow, okay.
She gave them the... optical tase from Aunt Erin.
The old side eye.
So anyway, demure is another one of the words that they'd like to put on their annual list of banished words. They would like people to stop using these words. Also, massive, incentivize, full stop, and my bad are on the list. And if you plan to tell someone, don't reach out. That's also on the list.
So what they're saying is these have become cliches, and they're worn out. Don't use them anymore. Is that kind of it?
That's correct.
Yeah.
All right, one more other note. True but weird. If you have heard of buffalo wings, there's a good reason, because Buffalo claims to be the wing-eating capital of the world. But it wasn't until this week that it became official when the city broke the Guinness World Record for the largest chicken wing eating competition. 499 people beat the previous record of 102. Why couldn't they get one more person and make it an even 500?
True.
Really? Have you ever had buffalo wings?
Yes, I love buffalo wings.
Yeah, so do I.
I like them wet, and I like them buffalo style with the, you know, with the red hot kind of flavor to them.
Yes.
Are you talking about the wings or the buffalo?
Actually, the buffalo burgers aren't bad.
We used to have bison up in Clarion. There was a farmer that had him. Beefalo, I think they called him back then. Two of 2026. I'm Larry Richard, and already the month of December has been a great challenge weather-wise. And I want to check in with Nick Milanovich, our tow truck driver from Kendall Towing, and see how it went over the last few days. And really, the past month. Nick, Happy New Year. Good morning.
Happy New Year, Larry, and the crew there. So, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. How long have you been a tow truck driver?
Too many years, it will disclose my age, but so, over 40 years experience in this industry.
So you have a real finger on the pulse of what's going on out there. So how was
finger.
The last storm? And we got, you know, it varied how many inches of snow. Some people got over a half a foot.
Well, I think the biggest thing that helped with this one was with the holiday. A lot of people had a short day off for New Year's Eve or were even off. So it looked like it did help with getting roads cleared and not as much traffic and people to be stranded out there.
Yeah, and I want to remind people, if you find yourself being stranded, the advice that you have can be life-saving.
Very much. I mean, the biggest thing is be prepared. I mean, just like everybody, you got your heating and cooling guys that you need, you reach out to prior to the start of the winter season or the summer season. You have to do the same with your car. You got to maintain your car just like you do your furnace for home.
So what do you recommend people have with them at all times, especially in the winter?
You definitely want to have some type of blanket or other clothing to stay warm in case your car does not run. Sometimes you get stuck and the car will still run. You can leave it run and stay warm, but sometimes people's cars will not run and break down in this weather, and you want to stay warm while you're waiting on a truck.
Oh, that makes sense. So you get one of those snuggies.
Exactly. A car snuggie.
Well, at least have a blanket. Now, how many times do you get called because people have issues with the cold weather and their batteries?
Oh, I mean, over this past week, it was more so with the snow, but you get probably, once the temperature gets like it's going to get this weekend, we'll probably have an increase of 25% to 30% with batteries not starting.
Is there prime time for that? Is that the morning rush primarily?
Yes, pretty much more. Well, not always the morning, because when it's that cold, you always get the schools with the two-hour delays, and that's those teachers and parents don't have to get their kids off right away. So sometimes it's a little later in the morning.
Well, I appreciate the work you do every day. It's dangerous work a lot of times, especially when we need you most. You guys are out there in this very cold, challenging weather. So thank you, Nick.
You're welcome, Larry. And just remember, even this, we always talk about slow down, move over, especially even more so in this weather, because you will not have control of your car.
Yeah, repeat that, because a lot of people, frankly, are not aware that it is the law, and under what circumstances are you required to move over into a left lane if you encounter somebody on the side of the road?
Well, it's not always going to be the left lane, Larry, because a car could be broke down in that left lane, so you would need to move over to your right. Anytime you see a car or emergency vehicle, first responder on the side of the road assisting, have flashers or flares on. It doesn't have to be on the left side or right side of the road, wherever it may be. You want to slow down and move over at all possibility. Move over for sure, but if you cannot move over, definitely slow down.
And if you slow down, you have to slow down to at least, what, 25 miles per
hour? It's whatever is possible. We'd love to be down to 25 to 35 mile an hour if possible, but sometimes that's not feasible because the situation comes on you quite fast.
All right, Nick, thank you, and Happy New Year again.
Happy New Year, Larry. Welcome back, and hopefully Monday we're talking about the playoff game, correct?
Oh, yeah, the Steelers-Ravens. The playoffs are underway because the winner takes the AFC North and enters the playoffs. The loser's season is over, so hopefully it's them, not us.
Sounds good, Larry. Thank you.
All right. Nick Milanovich with Kendall Towing. You ever get a situation, Aaron, where you have a car broken down, you had to call a tow truck?
Oh, yeah. I've had a few run-ins. It's not anything recently, but definitely.
Well, I'll tell you what. Having a AAA membership is really, in terms of value, if you need it one time, it's so worth it.
Right.
So if you don't have AAA, that might be something that you want to explore, especially as, you know, it looks like this winter so far has been pretty challenging. How much snow did you get out east?
I would say, what did Paul say earlier, 3 to 5? I would say probably 5 inches where I'm at. I was talking to my friend. She asked me, what do you think on New Year's Eve? Is it going to snow more? And I thought maybe this will be it for us. And one thing I'm enjoying is because it's so cold, the snow hasn't reached that ugly, slushy brown phase, we just are white. It's just white snow. It's cold, crisp, but we have a lot of it.
Yeah, and I would imagine there'll be a lot of skiers heading up to Seven Springs in the mountains this weekend. And some of the local ski resorts are open, like Boyce Park. They'll probably do brisk business. Saw some videos posted of people enjoying tobogganing and sled riding. And so, you know, you got to deal with it. But it won't be quite as cold as yesterday.
It's been very cold.
And we'll give you the details on the AccuWeather forecast for the weekend coming up next.
That snow we got will be with us through the weekend, but warmer weather will start Monday and it continues all week.
Yeah, we need a break from the deep freeze, which for a good chunk of December and then obviously closing out the year with all the additional snowfall, it's been a winter so far.
Off to a fast start. And by the way, looking back, the Weather Service stats for 2025, one that stands out is precipitation. We were more than 4 inches below normal last year.
Below normal?
Isn't that crazy?
I thought we were above normal.
Me too.
For a while, we're always abnormal.
A memorial of flowers and candles is growing outside a bar in the Swiss Alps where a fire killed dozens of people.
Flown at half-mast across Switzerland for 5 days to remember the victims. But nowhere will the pain be greater than in this small town, where a festive New Year's party turned into a scene of such tragedy.
And no doubt, trying to figure out how this happened, it does appear that there were way too many people for what was considered to be a small room or dance club.
With just one exit, and stairs were involved.
Yeah.
Can you only imagine?
Dr. Kevin Wong, who is a steady listener and has been a friend of our show for a long time, sent us the story about Coconut Grove Fire in Boston, Massachusetts in 1942, changed the rules and regs for fire safety around the country. In that fire, 492 people died.
My goodness. Steelers fans have an unanswered question ahead of Sunday night's game with the Ravens. Will T.J. Watt play?
T.J. Watt has not played the last several games dealing with a partially collapsed lung. Mike Tomlin, talking to reporters, said he has a level of optimism that T.J. Watt will be back. Sounds like more optimism this week than he had the previous week.
Well, we need optimism because you do not have the services of DK Metcalf because of that encounter with a fan a couple of games ago. And that hurt the Steelers in Cleveland, no question, because they had some young talent that wasn't on the same page as Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, you know, I think that this is a case where they're going to have to be very creative. But, you know, we've got some wide receiver issues, right? But we do have Gainwell. We do have Freiermuth. These two are reliable targets, and I think that they better make plenty use of them.
And it does appear that Lamar Jackson will be at quarterback for the Ravens. Now, that said,
he hasn't been having a very good year.
No, well, he struggled with this injury, I guess some kind of back injury this time. The fact that he's going to play doesn't mean he's going to be the Lamar Jackson we've known at his prime. And hopefully that's a factor for the Steelers. But the bottom line is, if you win, you win the AFC North and go on to the playoffs. If you lose, your season is over, when it could have been a game where you could have sat some regulars and waited for the playoffs, but it didn't work out that way.
Man, talk about. And it all comes back to the inability to, you know, score against the Cleveland Browns. They have a good defense. It's not like that. You know, that was a pretty big issue, but still.
Well, Cleveland's
two field goals is just unacceptable.
What was frustrating is when they fought all the way back, and keep in mind, if they scored a touchdown and got the extra point, they would have only tied the game, right? Mm-hmm. But they got completely hosed by the referees on the final play of the game.
Yeah, that was clearly pass interference in the corner of the end zone.
Unquestionable call that they didn't question. In fact, Jim Nance and Tony Romo, who were doing the game for CBS, didn't even mention it.
Nope.
And it was clear.
I wondered why. You would have thought that Romo would have immediately said, hey, wait a minute, that's a clear PI there.
It really was. And so the officiating, you know, I know people always, for the most part, at the end of the game, it kind of evens out. But in that case, with the game on the line, well, somebody would say, well, the game before in Detroit, the Steelers got a couple of breaks that made the difference for
and
a win.
That pass went right through his hands. I mean, it was close enough.
Being hit.
Well, there's no question.
Prior to the ball getting there, plus he didn't look back at the ball.
If that wasn't happening, you don't think we would have had a catch there.
Now you got me all fired up again. Although in the previous
You should be fired up.
He wasn't on the same page as Rodgers either, so I'm surprised he went back to him when Kenneth Gainwell was open, wide open.
I saw Gainwell open, and then I saw Aaron looking in the far corner again where Valdez-Scantling wasn't. Oh, boy.
I remember my late father-in-law used to say, well, Larry, if ifs and buts were berries and nuts, we'd all have a Merry Christmas.
And now it's all on the line on Sunday night, and then Monday morning we have to preside over the results.
Yes.
Whatever they are.
Either heading to the playoffs as AFC North champs or done for the season, and then the acrimony begins.
Yes, the finger-pointing and recriminations will resume.
Yes. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Traffic Center, AAA Traffic, powered by Bowser Genesis in Monroeville. Let's see how this atypical Friday's going with Ellie Popovich.
Yes, Larry, atypical is the proper word to be using this morning because many people are still enjoying their extended holiday on this cold Friday, so I'm not seeing the usual delays in the morning commute. But we do have an accident to report in Dormont at McNeely Avenue and Pioneer Avenue, so be on the lookout if you are headed in that area. Over there on the Parkway West, there are no major delays to report. The same if you're traveling outbound towards Pittsburgh International if you have a flight today. And over on the Parkway East, that is relatively light for this time of morning, and traffic continues to move along nicely on Route 28 all the way to the north side, with just a little tapping of the brakes as you near the Highland Park Bridge. Over on the Parkway North, that is moving right along down through the East Street Valley, so no delays so far that I can see. And the Veterans Bridge looks good, as well as the North Shore Expressway. Over on 51, that shows a one-way delay at Bowsman and another at Nobles Lane. Our next AAA traffic on the fives at 7:05. I'm Ellie Popovich on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.